Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. It's so good to have you all with us here this evening. I am Paula Shaw here with Kendi Foster, my co-host on Transition Radio. And Ken, we're talking today about writing a book to transition your life. And we've both been there. You've written several books. I've written two. And I think it's you know, so many people feel like they have a book in them. Not everybody writes those books. And one of our guests today is a first-time author. And the other guest, Bill Gladstone, has been an agent who's brought thousands of books to the market. So we have all levels of experience and expertise today to talk about writing books to transition your life, to bring about change, to take you to another level or create something new. What about you? Why did you write your book? Or your first one, anyway.
Well, that's a great question, Paula. I have a saying that books write us, we don't write books.
Oh, God, that's true.
And my books have not been easy chores for me. I was not a good speller. I wasn't a good writer when I started. I really kind of sucked at all of it. And yet I had this calling inside of me to write my first book. My first book was called Ask and You Will Succeed. Mm-hmm. And that book generated about $300,000 in sales.
Wow.
For a first-time author, I was like, whoa, this is kind of good. But I'll tell you why I wrote it. I wrote it because I thought I could help others to understand how to delve within their own minds, to ask the right questions, to focus their minds in a way that maybe they've never focused before, to be able to bring out their own brilliance and greatness. Mm-hmm. And what it did for me was bring out a lot more of my brilliance and greatness that I didn't even know I had, like writing.
Very interesting. I know.
How about you?
I support what you said completely, only I would say from the moment it's conceived, a book haunts you until it gets birthed. Because there's just like not a moment's peace when you're not sitting at your computer working on that book. I know my first book was called Chakras, the Magnificent Seven, and I wanted to bring people information about the chakras that had changed my life. But the one I just launched a little bit ago, Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End, was really in the same vein as yours, all about really wanting to help people to move through this experience that we all have to go through that's so difficult. Grief and loss. And Melissa, what about you, dear? Let me first tell them a little bit about you. Melissa Don from Montreal is our first international guest. She is the founder and coach of CEO of Your Life. And her book that she has written is called I Attract What I Am: Transforming Failure into an Orgasmically Joyful Life and Business. So with a title like that, I'm sure there's a story behind it.
Boy, are we going to have fun with this show.
Tell us a little bit, Melissa, how did this book get born? And well, let's start with how was it conceived and then birthed?
Well, it's really funny because I had no intention of writing a book. I mean, at the beginning, I was even struggling to write blog posts. And through my meditations and dreams, I kept on getting these messages to write a book. And I'd be like, yeah, yeah. And I would push it off to the side, you know? Mm-hmm. But they were getting stronger and stronger and more frequent. And I'm like, okay, I got to listen to this voice because it's like haunting me now.
Yes, that's it.
And as soon as I started writing, everything started to flow. And the first message I was getting was to write about dating after divorce. And I'm like, why am I getting messages to write about dating after divorce? Because, my specialty, or so I thought, was helping people leave their day jobs and start their own business. So it wasn't congruent with what I was doing. But I started writing it, and I found a way to tie in also the business part in the book. But yes, that's how it all started. So it was this inner voice that just wouldn't leave me alone. And as I was reaching the conclusion of the book, it's like I could have kept on writing and writing and writing. So now I have enough content for like a second and third book. So it's funny how I went through not wanting to write a book at all to now this has become like a passion, and I want to write a lot more books.
Yeah, it's funny. It like opens a portal, doesn't it? You know, I felt that same way too. I was relieved when mine was done, but I've got ideas for like five more. But you don't necessarily want to jump in too soon. And this one's going to be launched July 23rd on Amazon, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's coming up pretty quickly.
So, Melissa, let me ask you this. Did you feel like writing this book shifted something in you? Did something greater become exposed? You know, and if so, what was that?
It's a very good question. You know, I was hesitating, and even like daily, I'm still saying, well, I can pull the book off of Amazon. Like, I'm a bit afraid of doing something because it's so personal. And I mean, 95% of the people that know me don't know my story in that much detail. Mm-hmm. It's my story, and I guess I do wonder what people will say. So that part of me is very scared, but I keep on connecting with my higher self, and my higher self keeps telling me that this book will help a lot of people. So I'm not letting the negative voices take over, because trust me, they can, and this book would not be happening. But I keep on trusting that voice that told me to write that book, and it's leading. I mean, I'm getting all kinds of positive feedback so far. So I know that this is a good thing to do.
You know, I have to support what you just said completely and relate to it, because at the very end, at the very last moment before I completed my book, I decided to reveal some very painful experiences from my childhood in the introduction of the book. And I too wondered, should I do this? And I have to tell you, and it had to do with sexual abuse. But I knew, I also felt that knowing that women who've had that experience would benefit from my honesty. And you know, that has been the case. So I support what you've done, and I encourage it 100%. Don't pull that book. It's got to launch on the 23rd.
That's good.
I can't now that I'm talking about it on radio, can I?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. You're out here now. Yeah. You're out here. Yeah. So, Melissa, what stopped you or what kept you in these marriages that didn't work? And what was the button that had to switch for you to be able to get to the next level? Because I know that's in the book.
What kept me that...
Well, what kept you...
You're asking me questions nobody asked, but they're very, very good.
That's good.
You know, it's society. You know, I was raised by two very strict religious parents who don't believe in divorce. So that was a very big part of my background. So it's kind of like I had to reason myself like I'm married. Like, there's not supposed to be a divorce. So I really tried everything to make the relationships work. But at one point, you know, you just feel like you're dying. And if you're going to stay in a relationship, you're dead. Like, the first one was in my early 20s, and I felt like an 80-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, my soul was lost. I had no more soul. I was just going through the motions of life, and I wasn't living. So when you reach that point, it's like, okay, something's got to change.
I also relate to that. I can remember being 23 and feeling like I was all washed up because I'd gone to so much effort to create this beautiful picnic for my husband, and all he could do was look at this beautiful woman at the table next to us.
Hmm.
And
oh my God.
So I totally relate to what you're saying. But you have shifted all that. Your subtitle is Transforming Failure into an Orgasmically Joyful Life and Business. So how do you define an orgasmically joyful life?
Well, to me, an orgasmically joyful life is about being the CEO of your life. It's about creating the life that you want your way, not the way that your parents or your teachers or your friends or society feel you should live your life, but truly living your life. So it's about taking time to ask yourself important questions like, what's important to me? What do I really want? What do I want to create? And honoring that, like create a life that is true for you. And to me, when you create a life that's a true expression of who you really are, that's aligned with your values, that's aligned with your purpose, to me, that's true orgasm. You know, like the zen you feel after orgasm is the zen that you feel when you're true to you.
Oh, that's a beautiful statement. I love that. I love that. And I do think you're right. So many people base what they're doing in their life either on the expectations of their parents or their friends or their mate, you know, rather than finding that truth that's there for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to know a little bit more about this Amazon campaign that's coming up on July 23rd. And we have another segment with you coming up, too. But let's tell them a little bit about the campaign, how people can get involved in that campaign, Melissa.
You mean the bonus with my book?
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. How can people get involved here?
Okay, well, if you purchase the book before the launch date, July 23rd, you get the first four modules of my CEO of Your Life course. And these modules are basically the inner work that I did on myself to help me transform my failures into an orgasmically joyful life and business. So it gives you an idea of how to be clear on your values, how to be clear on your life purpose. And when you make decisions that are aligned with your values and your life purpose, this is what helps you create your orgasmically joyful life and attract the right people to you, whether it be partners or opportunities or clients. So it's really the foundation of becoming the CEO of your life and creating the life that you want.
Let's talk a little bit more about that in our next segment. Melissa, we need to go to a break right now, but we'll be right back on Transition Radio.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We're here with Melissa Dawn, founder and coach of CEO of Your Life. She's coming to us from Montreal, Canada. And we're talking about her new book, I Attract What I Am, Transforming Failure into an Orgasmically Joyful Life and Business. And we mentioned in the last segment that Melissa will be launching this book on Amazon July 23rd. And there is a special bonus that she's offering. So Melissa, will you just mention that one more time and give them the website they can go to if they'd like to get that bonus?
Sure. Thanks, Paula. Mm-hmm. So in the book, I Attract What I Am, I basically guide people on how they can attract their soulmate. And I also share how I turned my life around to become the CEO of my life. Now, I created a course on how to become the CEO of your life and your business. And as a pre-sale bonus, if someone buys the book before July 23rd, they get the first four modules of my course for free, which is worth $250. These modules are basically the inner work you need to do in order to transform your failures and to become the CEO of your life. So basically, I'm showing you how to be clear on your values and your life purpose. And this is really, really important for you to be clear on who you are, have a better understanding of yourself, and also for all the decisions you need to make in your life. When you're looking for a partner, whether it be a partner or a business partner or anyone in your life, are they aligned with your values? Are they aligned with your purpose? You need to make sure that you're living your life in alignment with who you truly are. So that's the first two modules. The third module helps you to make decisions from your higher place, not to listen to the voices that are pulling you down and keeping you back in your comfort zone, but to listen to the voices that are really encouraging you to become the CEO of your life and creating the life you want. And in the fourth module, it's basically how to create a big picture vision to create the life you want and the steps to do so. And this will guide you moving forward. So these four modules are included for free.
And they can get them at iattractwhatiam.com, if I remember correctly. iattractwhatiam.com. Is that correct, Melissa?
Exactly. iattractwhatiam.com. You can get the special bonuses when you order the book through my site.
And may I say, I have looked at all those materials, and they were really well done. Very clear, Melissa. And to our listeners, they're brief videos that just give you some important exercises to do. So, Melissa, one of the things we have talked about is that you ended up going from two failed marriages to finding your soulmate, finding the love of your life. And I know there are listeners out there going, how did you do that? I've been working on that one for years. So can you share a little bit about that with us?
Sure. How about I give you 5 steps to help you attract your soulmate?
Perfect. I love it.
All right. So step one, you need to look at your past relationships. So when you look at your past relationships, you need to ask questions like, what worked? What didn't work? What did I learn from it? What would I like to change moving forward in my next relationship? You really got to do an analysis, because if you don't take the time to do this analysis, you're just going to attract the same kind of person over and over again. And obviously the relationship with that person didn't work. So you want to attract somebody at a different level. So another important question to ask is like, what negative emotions do I need to let go of? So when you think of your previous relationship or relationships, what comes up? If you have anger or fear or sadness, you need to let go of this, because you don't want to carry this forward into your new relationship. So what I highly recommend is you write out everything you're feeling about your past relationship or relationships, all the anger, all the sadness, all the fear, everything that you're holding in inside. And once you've written it all out, you need to release it. And I feel the best way to get rid of negative emotions is to burn them. So do a fire ceremony, do it in a safe place, watch those things burn, and as they're burning, say, I release you, I release you, I release you.
I love that.
You don't want them as part of your life anymore. Now, I'm not saying this is going to release everything 100%, although it might, but it will release a lot of heaviness. So I highly recommend doing this fire ceremony.
Burning is a great way of transmuting energy. It's a really important way. So the next step is, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
It's okay. So now that you're out with the old, you can start creating the new. So step two is to write out the type of relationship that you want. Now, I did this. I wrote 7 pages.
Like pretty
everything
specific.
From his personal characteristics to his personality to the way he would be with my son to lovemaking to how everything would be on a daily basis, like every single detail of my perfect man, I wrote it. And I didn't say, oh, this is impossible or this isn't possible. I acted as if I had a magic wand and my fairy godmother was there and she was just making this perfect man. And I wrote it all down.
I love that. I love that. And then the next step.
So is it the more detail, you need to be detailed with that. Is that right? Or were you
be as detailed as you can be. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing of all this is not just to write down the person that you want today, but also who the person is becoming. I mean, who do you want to be with 5 years down the road, right? Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, for me, it was really, really important, the person I'm going to be with today and the person I'm going to be with 10 years from now, that person is really into personal growth, because mm-hmm. I'm really into personal growth. So if I'm always growing and the person's not keeping up with me in their personal growth, like, the relationship isn't going to last very long.
Right.
So don't just write what you want now, write like, envision what you want in a few years from now, so that you tie this into your ideal partner.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And the next step?
Step three is be who you'd like to attract.
Ah,
a lot of people are going to say, I want someone romantic, I want someone affectionate, I want somebody joyful. But then turn the finger back to yourself and say, well, am I romantic? Am I joyful?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be the person you want to attract. If you want love, you have to be love. So whatever you're looking out for someone in someone else, you also need to have it in yourself. So I recommend that you work on everything that you would like to attract.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's the working on yourself. Once you identify what you're not or where you want to grow into. So is that part of the process in the book? Do you give them some examples of how to work on themselves?
I tell them what I did, and I give little coaching tips at the end.
Excellent. So I know our listeners.
Also, the modules that are available in the pre-sale of the book help with that as well.
Oh, good. So I think we're at step four, and I'm on the edge of my seat.
So step four is invest in your personal experiences more than your clothes.
Okay. What would that be? Like climbing Mount Everest or what? Here.
In an old T-shirt.
Like, they, they invest money in like plastic surgery or makeup or jewelry or clothes or fancy cars. And that's not what it's about. I mean, don't aim to look good. Aim to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, when I meet my perfect partner, I'm going to go do the Machu Picchu or something. Well, go do the Machu Picchu now. Maybe you'll meet your partner there.
Yes. I love that. I love that. What a great philosophy. And step
so
five.
Like, I just wanted to add, like, it's when you do things you love, you exude an energy where you're so happy, and this energy automatically attracts great people to you.
Yes.
So it's so important to do things that you love.
And I think doesn't that also give you, even though some, you know, maybe some frogs will show up, but as long as you're saying no to the frogs because you're really clear with what you want, doesn't that really attract what you want? Because I personally have been in that place where I've done all this work and then all of a sudden the frogs start showing up. I said, no, I'm not taking those frogs.
Well, that's why you have to go back to what type of relationship you want, what you wrote out mm-hmm. in step two. You know, you have to make sure that you're aligning and that this person matches what you wrote out. That's why
yes.
it's good to do it when you're single.
All right, so before we run out of time, Melissa, let's give them step five.
So step five is to trust that it's going to happen when it's meant to happen.
Mm.
Don't stress about when it's going to happen. Like, believe your soulmate's there, and that person will ring your doorbell when the time is right. You got to believe in divine timing. You can't rush this. And until that person shows up, well, enjoy quality time with you. Enjoy quality time mm-hmm. doing things that you want to do, and that person will show up. But you got to believe that they're going to show up.
You know, what I really love about that last step is it takes you out of the energy of lack and desperation. It puts you in the energy of trust and gratitude and self-love and inspiration, yeah, which are all much higher vibrations. And from that place, you're much more likely to attract the kind of person you really want, right?
Exactly.
Melissa, this has just been so much fun and so insightful. And again, for anybody who may have just joined us, I want to mention that Melissa's book is going to launch on Amazon on July 23rd. And the title is, I Attract What I Am, Transforming Failure into an Orgasmically Joyful Life and Business. And the author, Melissa Dawn, who has been with us today from Montreal. She is one of my dearest friends and a real bright light on the planet, as I'm sure you can all see right now. Melissa, I want to thank you so much for being with us today and for this book that you've created that I'm sure is going to be a gift to the planet. I can't wait to get my copy.
Oh, thank you so much. Follow up means so much to me.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you both of you for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
It's been inspiring. Thank you so much.
It really has been our pleasure.
And coming up next, we have Bill Gladstone, who's the founder of Waterside Productions. Bill has been responsible for over 5,000 titles that he's placed with publishers. So this is going to be an amazing interview, so stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. And in studio right now, we have Bill Gladstone and Gail Gladstone. Bill was the founder of Waterside Productions in 1982 and has personally placed more than 5,000 titles, book titles, with dozens of publishers. He's represented stars of the technical world, ranging from Peter Norton to the first Dummies books by Dan Goodkin, which, by the way, led to about 200 million copies being sold. Ooh. Currently, Mr. Gladstone personally represents individual authors such as spiritual teachers Eckhart Tolle, Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, and Neil Donald Walsh. He's also a published author himself. He's got several books out in the marketplace, including Dr. and Mr. Master Shay, Miracle Soul Healer, The 12, The Power of 12, and he co-authored a book with Chicken Soup for the Soul famed author Jack Canfield called The Golden Motorcycle Gang. He's also got one called Tapping the Source. I think we might be talking about that
today. I was going to say, Bill,
today.
You're just too accomplished. The whole interview is going to be your stuff, what you've done. But let's not forget Gail, who at one point managed the singer Hoyt Axton. And she was CEO of Newhall Press Construction Company, which she brought to a multi-million dollar company. This is no slouch, this lady. And she's currently the publisher of Waterfront Digital Press.
That's right.
So in studio with us today, two hot people.
Two hot people. We love it.
We got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do. So Bill, let's talk about current events. What's happening in your world?
Actually, the main thing I'm doing right now is an event called Ancient Mysteries Revealed, a seminar at sea, which is going to go down to Maya land, Mazatlan and Acapulco, and we're going to visit with some of the Mayan elders, and we're going to be exploring what really happened on December 21st, 2012. Did the world actually end? Are we living in an alternate space? That was the theme of my novel, The 12, which is the reason I invited. There's a lot of other speakers on this cruise. It's a princess cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's our next thing. That's November 11th through 18th.
Can people still join you?
That's why I'm mentioning it. They can still sign up.
Cool.
There's a phone number they can call. It's a local number for people here, but you can call 760-230-5624 and ask to speak with Adele, who's coordinating it. And she'll give you all the good information, and there are still some cruise spots available. But in terms of the book world, We're doing our major books, and we have quite a number coming out next year. The ones that, you know, we've been benefiting from over the last couple of years include The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, which I think most people have purchased
by
now.
I've read that book. That is such an amazing book.
My daughter bought that for me. I didn't know
it changed how I cleaned up my clutter. I know that.
It really is a great book. And then we have some more books coming out from Master Shah. And we have Neil Donald Walsh has a new book, Conversations with God, Book 4. Anyone who read the earlier books has to get Conversations with God, Book 4. It's the best one ever. And we have many other, you know, major authors with books. But today we really wanted to feature our publishing because things have changed. It used to be I could take a new author and break them with a New York publisher. And once in a while I still can, but rarely. So in New York, they're telling me, Bill, if we can't justify a six-figure advance, we can't offer it all. So instead of turning authors away, because most first-time authors can't justify, you know, unless you're Angelina Jolie or somebody really famous, you're not going to get a six-figure advance. So instead of turning them away, Gail actually was the one who convinced me. He said, well, Amazon's offering you all these deals because Amazon does everything by computer. And by computer, according to Amazon, this is not me saying it, Amazon says, we are mentioned in more bestsellers than any other agency in the world. I think a lot of that is because we represent so many of the Dummies books. But anyway, their computer came up with we were the number one nonfiction agent in the world. So they offered us a special deal where any book we want, they will not only publish as a Kindle and use CreateSpace, but they'll also promote it. So we've decided that for the authors who aren't ready for six-figure deals, we would publish their books. So we now have about 60 books. And some of them are starting to sell pretty well, over 5,000 copies, which is actually very good for a first-time author. One of them recently, Heart Intelligence, by the founders of HeartMath, has done so well that we are bringing it out into traditional bookstores. The deal with Amazon is for the first 90 to 180 days, we have to be exclusive through Amazon. But that's okay because Amazon sells over 50% of all books sold anyway.
Right. Yep.
So you're not giving up that much, and in exchange we get promotion. And then after that period, and we actually can choose anything between 90 and a whole year, then we have set up through other partnerships full distribution into bookstores. So Gail, do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the books coming out? I know we have one that just came out this week on Donald Trump, and we have great variety. Why don't you tell us about
some of them? We have a great variety, and The book about Donald Trump is actually written by Donald K. Trump, and it's I have it here.
It's got a word that we can't say on the air.
Yeah.
But it's how to. that's why she was pausing. How to F up like Donald Trump. The book's I have to be honest. Though we probably shouldn't say this, the real author is a local comedian whose books in the past, well, I won't use his name, but his previous books have sold over a million copies.
Oh, my.
Right.
And so he has somehow, and who knows the way the world works, but he feels he's channeling Donald K. Trump. So it's a very funny book, and it does, you know, show some of the sort of odd behavior of our president, but it's not a totally mean-spirited book. So whether you like him or dislike him, I think you'll be amused by the book. It's very timely.
So just so I'm clear, Gail, as a digital press company, you are only producing Kindle books, or will there also be paperbacks?
It's through CreateSpace. So we have the Kindle, and then we also offer print-on-demand through Amazon.
Oh, you do? Paperbacks as well. Okay, great.
And doing very well with both. So Kindle is promoted within the first 90 days, so people are able to get jump on the white glove program that has been offered because of Bill's status, and then we're ongoing. Once it hits about 5,000, I alert Bill, and then he looks at it to see if he can agent and get it into a major publishing company. And if
and we have two options, and we brought examples of each. So this book is one that we did. It's called A Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, and I co-authored this with Marissa Morris, who's a local channel.
I see that.
And the book did very well, and it got the attention of Hay House. So we just did a two-book deal with Hay House. The first book will come out a year from now. Marissa just finished it, and it's called Attunement. And Hay House asked us, well, we don't want to take thunder away from what we're doing, so we now want you to take those books down. So that's what we did. We took down this book. You mm-hmm. can no longer get it, though if you're local, Soulscape in Encinitas is the one exception because uh-huh. her students still uh-huh. want the book. Right. But so that's one avenue. If the book's successful, then I can agent the book to a major publisher.
Uh-huh.
Or what we did with this book, the Not-So-Little Book of Surprises, we went and did traditional print, and we can sell the book through bookstores. And the example of that is the Heart Intelligence book from HeartMath.
Yes.
And so now that book, starting actually this month, later this month, will be available in all bookstores. So we see Waterfront Digital as a path, and obviously it's not going to be every book. You know, we've done 50 books, and I think it's 5 that have made the transition either to traditional print or to a major
publisher.
That's
pretty high, though. That's almost 10%. That's 10%.
How do people find you? If I know we've got mm-hmm. authors out there who right. want to get their books out there.
Well, we have a website, waterfrontdigitalpress.com. Okay. That's our website.
Waterfrontdigitalpress.com.
Yes. And then it's Waterfront Press for Facebook.
How far along do they need to be in the book? Do they have to have a draft ready? Are you taking books without that just have proposals? Where are you with that process?
We take books that are in proposal, but with I consider it hybrid publishing, what Gail's doing. So we're not providing the traditional editorial support. We provide a network of editors, but each author would have to pay on a as they need it basis for developmental editing, copy editing, proofreading. We provide, and everyone that we work with, because we're giving them volume business and we take no markup of any kind, guarantee their best pricing, and they're all qualified professionals. So we feel that we're much better than someone trying to go it alone.
Sure.
We've done all the work, but we're primarily looking for not just well-written manuscripts, but authors who are willing to invest in the promotion. That mm-hmm. we can do limited promotion, but unless an author, particularly a first-time author, is willing to get on shows like yours, do their own promotion, blog about their book, it's not really going to make any money. And we're here to help authors actually make money and promote what they're doing.
And you give them guidance
Absolutely.
As what needs
yeah.
to
right.
be done.
We
oh,
give them a lot
right.
of support.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because most people have no idea what to do. They think once they put it on Amazon for sale, the money's
yeah,
just going to start
it.
Rolling
and
in.
And I have to be honest, I've been approached by all of the major self-publishing companies. I don't want to say any of their names.
Yes.
And I refuse to work with any of them because, frankly, I feel the majority of them are ripping people off. They're selling a dream that they're going to help you market.
Yes.
They charge tens of thousands of dollars
yes.
in some case. And the authors get very, very little. Maybe 1 out of 100,000 works. And in the meantime, you have everyone else losing money. And we don't want anyone to lose money.
Yes. I'm so Good. Glad to hear that, Bill. And I'm so delighted that you and Gail are doing this work you're doing with Waterfront Digital Press. And again, the phone number to the website is waterfrontdigitalpress.com, correct?
That's correct.
And Waterfront Press on Facebook as well,
That's
you said,
right,
Gail?
Our Facebook lovers.
And if any of you want to go on that cruise to find out the secrets of the Mayans, I think I do. It's the phone number.
We'll have a lot of fun.
Cool.
I know, with yeah. a lot of cool people, too. The number to call is 760-230-5624 and ask for Adele, and she'll hook you up.
That's great. Well, Bill and Gail, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
we
you
really
for having
appreciate
us.
You coming
Our
down.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, I know you're both very busy, so thank you so much.
And
thank
as
you.
An
Always
author who has
you.
Walked through that whole process yeah. alone, bless you guys for
thank
what you're
you.
Doing.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with Transition Radio next week. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, coming up next is Steve
Oh, that's
Sexton,
right.
Sexton Advisory Group.
I blew it. I just totally thought we were done.
Okay.
I was having such a good time
just,
with Gail and Bill.
Lost that one, but Steve's coming right up. We'll be
Smart
right back.
Smart money coming up.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? life transition coach and grief recovery specialist, Paula Shaw, wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. Ken and I are here now with our favorite guy, Steve Sexton of the Sexton Advisory Group.
He is our favorite guy, isn't he?
We love Steve. This is our Smart Money segment, which, by the way, Steve, I almost just totally blanked that we were doing that. I ended the show at the last segment.
Well, she tried to end it.
Calmer heads prevailed, and Ken remind me, no, we've got Steve coming up. So, Steve, we have been talking today about transitioning your life, making change in your life through writing a book. And we know that lots of people want to write books. Not everybody does. Sometimes they make money. Sometimes they don't. But one of the things that always fascinates me is some people out there have achieved fame and fortune. Mm-hmm. And one would think that when you have that kind of money, the right people tell you what to do with it. And then when you die, should you, you know, even if it's unexpected, good things are going to happen with whatever you have left to people. But, and wait for it, that doesn't happen to everybody. We all heard about Prince last year. We've heard about other people. I recently saw a presentation, and there are so many people who are those big names that we think have got to have figured this out, but they haven't. So what is the smart thing to do, Steve? Is it a will? Is it a trust? I mean, what do you do if you have?
Well, let's see how smart some of these people are.
Okay.
Chief Warren Burger, Chief Justice Warren Burger
of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he passed away without a trust or a will. You have people like Elizabeth.
Isn't he an attorney? Wow. Wasn't he an attorney?
He was a Supreme Court judge.
Oh my God!
You got people like Elizabeth Dole. Okay, Leona Helmsley. John Wayne.
John Wayne's the one I heard about. He was like in probate for 30 years or something?
Yeah, no, it's like 20 years. He passed away from stomach cancer in 1979. And you know what? His probate didn't complete until 2001. And you know what? He had a trust.
What?
Yes.
So what happened there?
It wasn't properly funded.
Okay, what does that mean? I keep hearing that term. What does that mean?
Properly, let's just talk about the trust part.
Okay.
Let's do the trust and then talk about properly funded. A trust basically says who gets what, when, where, and how, and avoids probate. Probate goes back to the Roman times. We're talking Constantinople and all that stuff. It was about how do you take poor people's money, okay? No, seriously. Uh-huh. All right, so basically what happens is if you don't have a trust and you have assets over $150,000, we're talking about growth and worth.
Right.
So if you have a house that's worth $155,000, but you owe $150,000, it still could go into probate because the gross value is $155,000, okay? So if it goes into probate, in the state of California, they want to talk about it. It goes into what's called intestate, okay, which means you're all going to court. There's a judge there. The judge is going to appoint an attorney, okay, who you're going to pay for, and you're going to pay his fees, and he's going to say, okay, we're going to talk about so-and-so's money. All right. And whoever wants to make a claim, they can now make a claim and he assesses those claims and then makes the conclusion distributes properly. Okay. In most cases, between court costs and all the fees, people are losing about 20% of their estate because of that. And besides, it's going to take a couple of years. Perfect example of this, and everybody can relate to this. You always have that house in the neighborhood that's just gone dark. Nobody lives in it. And it's been like that for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a house in probate.
Mm.
Okay.
So and when it's in probate, it can't be sold. Nothing can happen.
Yeah, it's all locked up. In fact, when somebody passes away in the financial world, everything goes into what we call intestate or lockdown. So until there's a death certificate, until the beneficiaries are done, you can't do anything with that money. It's just in lockdown. You can't distribute it. You can't do any of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So the problem here is most people, 50% of people, don't have a will or a trust.
50%
now, is that,
of
is that
people
because they're
don't?
Just too busy, they don't care, they don't know about what's going on here? 50%?
That's part of it. The other part is people just don't want to think about the fact that they're dying.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I have a relative on my sister's side. It's ex-brother-in-law type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He's got 3 months to live from cancer, and he's decided that he doesn't want to take any more treatments because they're so harsh and it wasn't going to prolong his life. And the reality is he doesn't really think he's going to die. So he's out partying and doing stuff. He just thinks he's going to keep living, even though these doctors tell him. And a lot of people think that way. They just don't want to think about their death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they don't do it. Or they're too busy, locked up in
family.
So
how do you switch the? How do you trip the switch? Okay,
flip
so
the
that,
switch.
That it, yeah, so that it goes on, and so you know, and somebody's home and says, you know, I've got loved ones that I care about that I want to take care of. How do you get people?
Okay, you know what? I always say this. You know what? If you run a business and you pass away, will your wife be able to run that business? In most cases, the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Will your wife be able to get financing for that business? Will your wife be able to get financing for the house? Okay. Mm-hmm. If you love something and you own something, you want to have a plan, and that plan's a trust. Okay. That's the way you want to think about it. And even then, some people don't. And, you know, I can only encourage people, if you don't have a trust, it's probably one of the biggest risks you have.
Wow.
Okay. Because you're going to leave the ones you love a mess, a big time mess, and they're not going to know how to handle it.
And is a trust almost like a holding tank? And then you put into the trust the things mm-hmm. you want to leave to people with orders?
Yeah,
how to do it or what you want?
It's basically, like I said, it's a bucket of your stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it says who gets what, when, where, and how.
Okay.
So
it could
is
be
this
your real estate, your
thing?
Stocks and bonds, your life insurance policies, everything go into this.
Okay,
trust.
That's not
is
true.
That right?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so if you have things like qualified plans such as IRAs, 401ks, some annuities, you don't want them to go in there because tax issues will create problems. And some of the tax issues are related to the fact that an IRA, a 401k, and an annuity is already in the trust because it already has beneficiaries. And in the tax code, when a trust pays out to a trust, you're paying trust taxes, and that's 40%.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that could hurt. Okay.
So you don't want that
in
the trust.
Many people have done that because they thought an attorney says, put it into the trust, and they turn their wife into the poorhouse because, you know what, you're going to lose 65, 70% of that.
Oh,
and if it's $1 million, hey, it's not
I
a good
think
thing.
You've just enlightened a few people that are listening to our show today.
Hugely.
Was the old crap?
Including this one.
So now is this? Yeah, a little scary.
That could leave a mark. The wrong one.
Oh, okay.
So Steve, is this part of what you're talking about when you say properly funded? Meaning you don't want to have just everything.
So for example, people will go to LegalZoom or Susie Orman, and don't get me wrong, they're not bad people or bad places,
right?
But they don't know what they don't know, and if they don't know what they don't know,
mm-hmm.
it leaves a world of hurt. So I've met people who've had a trust for 15 years, and it's never been notarized. You have to have your trust notarized.
Oh.
I have people who have it notarized, but you know what? They never put the house in the name of the trust. Okay, and that's as simple as taking your declaration of trust down to the county recorder office and say, I want to put this in the name of my trust.
Well,
that's
doesn't
it.
The attorney that draws up the trust advise you what to put in it?
Yes, they do. But
if you have an attorney.
If you have an attorney.
But how else do you get a trust?
Oh, you can go online and get a trust.
Oh,
yeah, there's paralegals that write a trust.
But here's
the big thing about an attorney. They have errors in admissions insurance. If they write the trust and it doesn't do what it says at your death, they have insurance to pay those tax bills, okay?
Oh.
If you go into a paralegal or LegalZoom says, hey, we'll give your money back if it doesn't work. And you could be in a world of hurt when it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you have an attorney that does that, okay?
Really
some attorneys
important.
Love LegalZoom because it
really
keeps them
important.
In business.
right.
But it keeps them in business in the wrong way. A probate's very, very, very expensive. John Wayne's went on for 21 years, and he had an estate like $5, $6 million in 79, which was a big estate. But in 2001, the estate value is worth about $1.5 million after all the legal fees.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a bad thing. So it's very important. Find a good attorney that'll write a good, solid trust that takes into account the things that you want for the ones that you love,
mm-hmm.
and also have things like a power of attorney over your financial, because if you can't make those decisions, you want somebody to pay your taxes, pay your bills.
Right.
If you have a power of attorney over your health care and you guys, and you were in an accident, okay, if you were in an accident, mm-hmm. you would probably want one of your kids to be able to make those health decisions on your behalf if you're not able to. Not some judge, not the state of California, because mm-hmm. that's not a good option.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, I have a question for you. You said find a good attorney. You know, everybody doesn't know a good attorney, right? Mm-hmm. Can they call Sexton Advisory Group? Can you give them some options around that?
Can we have a number of attorneys that we can refer them to that will do a wonderful job. Attorneys that will help them plan their estate, help them reduce their taxes where they are right now, plus when they pass, all that kind of good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they can call our office at 1-800-560-2611.
And do you have a website, Steve, that talks about all the services Sexton Advisory Group provides?
Yes, we do. That's sextonadvisorygroup.com. That's Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N, advisorygroup.com.
Beautiful. I would like to also remind our listeners, Steve is kind of a holistic advisory group. Like, he has people looking at all parts of your financial picture, so you don't get into a mess like we've been talking about here.
Absolutely. So, that's about it for our show today, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate
All gone.
All gone. Man, that went quick. Was that quick or what?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, again, it's so much good information, because I think, you know, when you talk about 50% of people don't know or are afraid to face the eventual reality that we all have to face. So I can't say strongly enough to our listeners, because I've learned a lot here today myself, you know, none of us are going to get off this planet alive, so we might as well plan well, right?
That's true.
Let's take Steve's advice and leave the ones that we leave behind in much better financial shape.
Absolutely. So,
thank you, Steve.
This show will be airing tonight on KCBQ, 1170 AM in San Diego. You can also listen to it live on our Facebook or Twitter feeds. You can also go to our podcasting sites. You can go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, and 20 other podcasting sites and listen to it. It's also on Blog Talk Radio and iHeartRadio. So if you like what you're hearing, we encourage you to go to those places and give us a like, and also pass it on to your friends.
Yes, and we will be back next week with Transition Radio. Thank you for joining us. Good evening.
See you next week.